You're listening to the Rage Against the Regime podcast. Don't be a stranger. Like Rage Against the Regime podcast on Facebook or tweet us at RATR podcast.
Think that I am. I'm working on different intros all the time and, just trying to put stuff together here and there. And I think I deserve a little bit of this for the effort. I know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you guys are just too kind. You're just too kind. I'm so cheesy, aren't I? So, how do I stop this? Okay, so anyway, let's get down to some real business. Last night, for the Veterans Day show, we were supposed to have on John Harrigan from Shield Tactical. John was not able to make it. He was actually stuck in the woods and never had a chance. I guess he didn't bring the phone number with him and stuff like that for the show. And, you know, hey, things happen. You know what? It was Veterans Day, and, you know, it was all Vets Day, so, you know, I can't knock anything. You know, it was a simple accident. It was no problem. I was really looking forward to having him on for as long as he was going to be on, but now he's going to be coming back on tomorrow. Tomorrow being Thursday night, he's going to come on, and we're not going to be able to have him very long because he's out right now on, I'm not going to say where he is. It's, you know, none of my business to be saying where he is or anything, but he's traveling. So he's not going to be able to be on with us very long. I think he said something about 30 minutes or something like that. Well, either way, at least we're going to be able to have him on. He has not been on any other shows talking about anything. I mean, this is going to be big for us. I mean, myself, Becky, Z-Man, we're all looking forward to it. I mean, you know, we know that John has a lot to talk about, and he pretty much knows the whole situation of what has been going on with Sergeant Tamarisi. Now, I'm not in the know of any of that. I just know what I see and what I've been following, and, you know, there's two sides to every story. So, we're going to give John a chance to come on and tell his side of the story and say everything that happened and everything else. And I think that John is a very wholesome man. He is the kind that will tell you like it is. You may not like what he's telling you, but he will tell you exactly like it is. And, you know, he will not pull any punches. Okay? And, you know, he gets threats all the time for everything that's been going on and everything that's happened. He's been getting tons of threats and, you know, and people sending goofy messages and everything else. Just letting you know, if you call into the show to talk to John tomorrow, which I don't know if we're going to be able to take too many calls, but if you call into the show and you are calling in because you want to be disrespectful and, you know, talk crazy on the phone and all that, don't even waste your time. Because as soon as you start talking crazy and everything else, I will mute the microphone and I will boot your ass out of the room. Okay? I have very limited time with him, and there's no way that I'm going to allow people to come in and, you know, and take up the time that we have if we do take any calls and be ignorant and disrespectful. It's not going to happen. Okay? Not on my time anyway. So, now, to get down to the next order of business. Oh, you know what? Let me give out the phone number for tomorrow's show. It's going to be on Blog Talk, of course. The phone number, 929-477-3565. 929-477-3565. That is the number. Okay? So, tomorrow, anybody wanting to call in, that's the number to call in. Now, to get down to one of the main reasons why I wanted to come on today. I've been saying for the longest time that we should be expecting a false flag attack. Okay? In the United States, whatever. Now, Paul Joseph Watson, who works for Alex Jones, and I think he's an excellent, excellent reporter. I think that he's very good. I think that the information that he discloses is always very good information. I really respect the guy, and, you know, I'd love to have him on the show one day to be able to sit down and interview him and, you know, pick his brain a little bit and stuff like that. Well, he disclosed today that, I'm trying to remember the guy's name, I could look it up, the number one hacker in the world, well, supposedly, said that he is predicting and saying that there is going to be, this is what I found to be kind of crazy, a nuclear attack on Chicago in 2015. Now, a lot of people are probably thinking in their minds, well, 2015, well, that's next year. No, really, it's 2 months from now. So, I was kind of thinking the same thing earlier. I'm like, you know, it's not really a big deal. You know, we could probably prepare for it and this and that. No, 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 we can't. Okay? And everybody knows where it's coming from. Okay? Everybody knows. And see, the government thinks that there's still a lot of people that are kind of blind to the whole situation. People are waking up, okay? They're waking up all over the place. So, I mean, what do you do in a situation like this knowing that they're going to, they're going to be trying to plan an attack, which I think, like I said, I think that it's going to be a false flag attack. But here in Chicago. Now, I've always said, after they hit New York, that Chicago is going to be one of the main places that they hit. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Now, they're saying that they have, they went out and hired all these crisis actors and whatever, and went out and got all these, you know, all of them crisis actors and hired them all and everything for a big event that's supposed to be happening. I believe it's the 22nd through 25th, or maybe it's the 20th through 25th in New York. So that's probably going to be the false flag attack there, even though they're going to say, oh, you know, we were practicing for something or whatever. Which is going to be bull crap. Bull crap. So, with that being said, I mean, I live in Chicago. Well, not so much a city anymore, but I'm from Chicago. And now they're saying that, you know, something like that major is going to happen here. Here, as a matter of fact, here it is. A man who read the emails of Bush and Rockefeller family said Chicago will be nuked next year. Should we be concerned? And then there's a video on it. Top hacker, Chicago nuke attack, planned for 2015. Now, I watched the videos, I listened to everything that, you know, that they were talking about, and Paul Joseph Watson and everything else, and, you know, the guy hacked the Bushes, Rockefellers, God, the list of people that he hacked, and the way that they said that he did it is he was guessing their security questions. He had the answers to their security questions. That's how he was hacking them. Sounds very easy to do. Well, anyway, I don't really feed into it too much, even though I've always said that I thought that Chicago would be one of the biggest targets on the planet. We're always in the limelight. The number one place for killings in the United States, probably in the world, even though that number has dropped dramatically and is nowhere near the number that it used to be. But we're probably still in the top 3 or 5 or whatever. I find it to be very interesting because this is one of the main places that they want to do martial law. I mean, they've already taken steps to put martial law into place. So now they probably just want to put the little finishing touches on it and take it from there. Now, one thing that they really should be thinking about, Chicago is not a concealed carry. Well, now it is. It's a concealed carry city, but not a lot of people can get the guns here to conceal carry, but there are a lot of guns in Chicago. Way more guns than there is concealed carry permits. Now, you know, in all the gangbangers and stuff here that have guns and everything, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't take that into the equation too much. You know, you talk about all these, you know, like we were talking about, I forgot the name of the black group that's been, you know, posting videos and everything and putting out a bounty out on the Ferguson cop's head for $5,000 or whatever, saying that, you know, whoever kills him or whatever, they're going to give $5,000, which to me doesn't sound like a lot of money, especially for a cop. But anyway, I don't condone that anyway, but the point that I'm trying to make is, you know, those groups, like the ones that we were talking about the other day, those are just, you know, they're like groups from like Somalia or Kenya or whatever. That's all that they are. They're not like big organization or anything like that. And believe it or not, a lot of those guys, you know, I mean, I know a lot of them type of people. And a lot of them guys are very patriotic when it comes to their country. A lot of people don't realize that. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen on the internet, you know, like in chat groups or on Facebook pages and all that other stuff. This is actually active gang members talking about if ISIS and stuff like that ever tried to come to the, you know, to their neighborhood or to, you know, whatever their surrounding area, that they would break out the arsenal. See, I don't think anybody's ever really even thought about them guys. You know, forget them guys, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm not saying I can condone gang violence either. But I mean, is anybody taking into consideration how many guns them guys have? I mean, everybody's talking about, you got to worry about the hillbillies and the good old boys and the this and the that, you know, that are going to stand up. And I think that they're going to stand up also. And you have any idea how many numbers they have? A lot. Way more than our military. If you put them all together, way more than our military. But anyway, I mean, it was just food for thought, something I was thinking about earlier. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I don't think anybody's ever really even thought about these guys. I mean, you got these little wannabe activist groups, you know, like La Raza and whatever, which I've told you guys a couple times before, La Raza in Chicago is a little peon gang that they are so minimal, they're not even like on a map anywhere. Okay, to get off that that type of talk, I found it to be very interesting. I know a lot of you probably know who Rick Ross is, the rapper. Okay, and, you know, out making all that music and everything. Well, the real Rick Ross, Highway Rick Ross, came forward and said that he never told anybody this before, and now it's actually coming forward, that he worked for the CIA and that he was a crack dealer for the CIA. Now, he is like one of the original big-time drug dealers that made tons of money. He wasn't flashy, wasn't flamboyant, you know, any of that type of stuff. There's documentaries out about him and stuff like that. But now, he has come forward and said that he was working for the CIA. Now, the Rick Ross that makes music nowadays, I find it kind of funny because he actually was a police officer at one time. Now, I don't know if it was police officer or if he was actually a deputy sheriff and worked in the jails or whatever, but he was still law enforcement. And all the stuff that he sings about and raps about and everything, you would think this guy was law enforcement? Really? But I thought it was actually kind of weird that the original Rick Ross came forward and said that he was working for the CIA and that they were the ones that were funding him and giving him drugs and everything else. Now, would you as a person, if you worked for the CIA or FBI or whatever at one time and you're still alive, even though you got, you know, tons of information that you're concealing and that, you know about, and if you said anything about it, you probably would be letting out some information that people don't know about. Would you want to come forward and tell people about that, knowing that you're still alive right now and nobody has come and, like, killed you? Now, I'm not saying that happens to all them guys or whatever. Of course it doesn't. But I mean, if you're one of those type of people that would have pertinent information, kind of like Rick Ross would have, seems to me that would stay under my hat until the day I was gone. Maybe I would write a book or whatever and, I don't know, release it fictitiously, not use my name. I don't know. I don't know if I would really want to put my name on something and, you know, and put it out there like that for me to have instant enemies coming to get me right away. And what I mean by that, I'm talking about the government. I mean, because it seems to me they would be sending somebody right away to come handle that business with you to get, you know, to get you to be quiet. And one of the best ways to do that is to wipe you off the face of the planet. Now, everybody knows that, you know, things have happened and, you know, things have been questioned before and everything else in regards to, you know, the government getting rid of people and killing people and stuff like that. I don't know how much of it is true and how much of it isn't true. But why take that chance? Why would you want to take that chance, risk your family's lives, you know, whatever? Seems to me, like I said, I would just let that stay right under my hat and let it just fall straight off the planet. Bye, never to be heard of again. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take a break really quick here. I was just going to be doing a short show today anyway, but I'm going to take a break here and I'm going to play that song that I really, really have fallen in love with by Seven Horse called Meth Lab Zoso Stick. The way that I learned about this, Z-Man told me about it. Z-Man told me about it, and after he told me about it, I said, you know what? I'm gonna actually check it out and see if I like it or whatever. And I must say, I do like it. So, let me play that and let me keep my mouth shut.
Podcast. Don't be a stranger. Like Rage Against the Regime Podcast on Facebook or tweet us at RATR Podcast.
Down, 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 down. I love that music. God, do I love that music. And I love the music that's in my intros, outros, and everything else. My producer, which I don't know if he's really my producer any longer because he kind of like fell off the face of the planet a little bit. Dyler Jones. Anybody that's looking for production work on shows, intros, outros, stuff like that, I'm going to give him a little plug for all the things that he's done for me in the past. His name is Dyler Jones. That's not his real name, but that's the name he goes by. And you can see he's actually on my Rage Against the Regime page. You'll see postings by him. It'll say by Dyler Jones or whatever. If you're wanting to get any kind of work done, voiceovers, whatever, contact him. He's not very expensive. It doesn't take him very long to put together whatever you're wanting him to do. And he can also be found on Fiverr.com. Fiverr.com. Anybody that doesn't know about Fiverr, well, I don't know, whatever cave you're living in or whatever, that's a place that you can go to and get anything done for $5. Well, starting at $5, I should say. And that would be video production, voiceovers, printing. I mean, you pretty much name it. You can get it done on Fiverr. Okay? I don't know why I'm giving them plugs, because it's not like they pay me for commercial space or anything like that. But I just figured I'd give you guys a little bit of information on some of them. So anyway, now to cover some other issues and topics and stuff like that, things to come, whatever you want to say. People are really, really starting to worry and wonder about all the weather and everything that's going on in the world. I mean, right now is the time that it's supposed to be, you know, making dramatic changes and stuff in the weather and whatever. But people are talking about all these volcanoes. Now, if you want to be quite honest, I mean, there has been so much activity on all these volcanoes all over the place. I mean, I've been looking into it. I've been checking it out. You know, it's really, really something to watch. Now, the USGS, they always put, you know, the different activities for all the earthquakes and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, there's been a couple times where something was put up there and, you know, people talking about it or whatever, and all of a sudden it disappears. It just falls right off the USGS site. Now, is that, you know, maybe they posted a mistake or something and they took it down? I mean, you guys know that's not the case. I'm just giving them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, like they say, there's two sides to every story, right? Yeah, not so much. Not so much. So, is it something that we're all going to have to worry about pretty soon here? Now, Tom from Bunker Report, I watched one of his videos today that he made a lot of sense. What he does is he takes rice. He buys like big bags of rice. Then he breaks them down into 1 pound packages. And he's got probably like 200-300 pounds of it. Because rice is one of those foods that can go, you know, you could stretch it a little bit or whatever. But, you know, you mix in a can of, like he was talking about, beef stew or whatever, and you mix it in with it, it can go a long way and feed quite a few people. With rice. Rice is one of those foods, like he even said, it lasts forever. So, I'm actually going to start doing that. Rice is always so inexpensive. But rice and water are two things that, you know, if you had them two, you know, with a few other things, you know, in here and there for the long term, you probably will be all right if you have enough of it. Now, of course, you're not going to just eat plain rice all the time and, you know, whatever. But it does go a long way. It can stretch, and you can help out people. Like, if there's people that don't have anything to eat, if you throw them a bag of rice and they're hungry, seems to me that they're going to be very happy campers. So that's food for thought. I mean, really think about things that you could be putting away right now for your future. Water, rice, canned foods that last a long time. I don't know, beef stews, you know, chicken and dumplings. I don't know. They got so many different cans of stuff that you can actually just, you know, throw it in with the rice, mix that bad boy up, and it'll last you. You might even last you, you know, more than one day. But it will stretch. I would start saving some of these things, putting them to the side, you know, have a little space somewhere, put them to the side and forget about them. Just tack on and keep adding to it, but don't take away, don't subtract. Like I said, water, rice, you know, those canned already prepared foods, vegetables, whatever. Now, I would hope that we would never have to have that situation and it would never happen. But let's be real about it. None of us are Nostradamus. None of us know the future. None of us, you know what's going on or anything else. I mean, if we could predict the future, you know, we wouldn't have a worry in the world because we would know what was going to happen, right? Well, we don't. So, seriously and honestly, people, start making preparation. Prepare. Be at the ready. Just like Tom from Bunker Report says, you know, I really look up to the guy. Whenever he posts a video, I try to talk about it, try to get you people to watch it. And, you know, and I learn something every time I watch one of his videos. It's what he does for a living. But also to prepare you guys and get you ready. But I really respect the guy. I mean, I like him. I think he's a really cool guy. I consider him a brother. Z-Man, who's now one of the co-hosts on my shows, he's the same thing. He does the same exact thing. He prepares. He prepares for, you know, the same things that are going on and the same things that Tom prepares for. Z-Man does too. So, hopefully you guys learned something from all the shows that we do and all the videos that people, you know, put so much time into, you know, in work. I mean, there's a ton of time and a ton of work that go into all the videos and all the production for all the radio shows and podcasts. And I mean, people don't actually realize how much work is involved in that. There's a ton of work that goes into each and every production, being a show, you know, podcast, a video. So anytime that we can actually share information with anybody and maybe teach you something and get you better prepared for the future, well, of course we're going to want to do that. That's our main goal for doing this. That's why we're doing what we're doing right now. That's why I go on here as much as I possibly can, besides I like to hear myself talk. Now, that's a joke, you know that. But seriously, that's why we do what we do. We want you to be prepared. Well, that's about it for me. I'm going to get ready to get out of here. I've been on for almost 40 minutes, and I just pretty much wanted to get out the information and talk about tomorrow's show. I will talk about that again right now. Tomorrow being Thursday night, the 13th, we are going to have on John Harrigan from Shield Tactical. And most of you know, he was involved with the Sergeant Tamarisi situation. He was actually the main person that started, you know, to get all the bikers together to go down to get Sergeant Tamarisi out. And there was going to be no compromise. They were going to go down there, retrieve Sergeant Tamarisi, and bring him back. Something happened, and you guys will find out the whole story of what happened. I found out what happened, and I was quite surprised on what happened. But at the same time, I was quite aggravated when I heard what happened. But John will come on and tell the story tomorrow, and you guys are all going to want to hear it. So, 929-477-3565. That's 929-477-3565. That is the telephone number for Blog Talk. Okay? I'm going to play the rest of the information right now and how you can reach us and everything else. So, until next time, I was your host, Bobby Who's the Man.
Is the Rage Against the Regime podcast. Like Rage Against the Regime podcast on Facebook or tweet us at RATR podcast. If you'd like to send us an email, it's rageagainsttheregimepodcast@gmail.com. And of course, you can call or text us at 256-344-RATR. That's 256-344-7287.